This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I want to play a couple of takes from our boss, Steven Spector. We might have to add this as a segment. Spector says, because Spector has these opinions when we're talking about the show and talking about the game and what he thinks. And I always just tell you guys, but you know what? Maybe I should just play what he says and you guys can hear his opinion. I don't want to misconstrue anybody's words. So, all right, I have two cuts today from our boss man, Steven Spector. He doesn't think that there's a lot of buzz for this game. I'm kind of inclined to agree. And we were going around and asking why this doesn't feel like a Ravens week. This doesn't feel like a Bengals week. If the Chiefs were playing Buffalo, it feels like it would be a bigger deal. Here is Spector's hypothesis. This is his take on why he doesn't think there's a lot of buzz for Sunday's matchup against San Francisco.
All right, guys, I would argue that this game doesn't have the same energy as it should in a rematch of two of the last five Super Bowls for one very simple reason. I think there's a little sports exhaustion coming off the Royals playoff run, right? Tuesday and Wednesday against the Orioles, everybody's all in. Big emotional games, including two at Kauffman Stadium against the Yankees. I think this last 7-8 days following the Game 4 loss in the ALDS has been a good chance for Kansas City sports fans to take a deep breath and recharge. And I think you'll get that feeling back on Sunday, even Monday after the 49ers game. But that's why this doesn't feel like there's a lot of buzz in the city for it.
Okay, I thought this was a pretty interesting take. This is my stance. And someone on the text line said this, and as I thought more about it, they're absolutely correct. I wish I knew who it was. I'd give them a pizza. I think over the course of the last 3-4 years, the only games that you guys get really fired up about in the regular season are either divisional rivalry games or games against teams that you feel could potentially be in the Chiefs' way. If the Chiefs were playing the Ravens this week, a team in the AFC, a team that they're competing for the one seed, it would be a buzz and an energy around it. If the Chiefs were playing Houston this week, a team that you think could be a one seed, a team that you think Kansas City would play in the postseason, there would be a different energy for it. There's really no value in a Super Bowl rematch if your team is 2-0 in the games, and losing to San Francisco just has no consequence to Kansas City. You beat Cincinnati earlier this year. You beat Baltimore earlier this year. You play Houston and you play Buffalo later down the line. So I think you all know the Chiefs are going to lose at some point this season. I don't think anybody believes that they're going 17-0 in the regular season. So if you lose a game to a team in the NFC, it's kind of like a, eh. I just think it's hard to get you guys to react to one individual regular season game. Now, the Chiefs go on a 3-4 game losing streak. Sure, panic, but that's every football city in the country. I just think because San Francisco was in the NFC and San Francisco was not a roadblock to anything that you have going on until the final game of the season, I just think it's really, really difficult. And it's not like you guys look down on San Francisco. You guys look down on Cincinnati because of how they've talked over the course of the last couple of years, because of the Burrow head, because of the mayor, because of them beating you in the AFC championship game. It's kind of hard to get that worked up about a team that's never beaten you with Patrick Mahomes as the quarterback. At least that's my theory for why this game feels a little bit different. Now, once you get to Sunday, it's the Chiefs are playing. You've got 325. You've got Tom Brady on the call. And it's the Chiefs and the Niners, two of the better teams in the National Football League. There's certainly going to be interest and a buzz, and we'll certainly discuss it on Monday. But leading into it, this just feels like a regular game. This doesn't feel any different than going into the Saints game. This doesn't feel any different than going into the Atlanta game. This feels like a your average, typical game. All right, I want to play one more thing that Spector said. So that was his first take for you guys. 913-586-7965. Let me know what you think. This was his second take of the day.
All right, guys, I would argue that this is the most important game on the Chiefs' schedule for one reason alone. Have you looked at the rest of the schedule through the month of November? It's at Vegas, Monday night at home against Tampa, home against Denver, obviously that big game in Buffalo on week 11, at Carolina, home against Vegas. There's not a loss in there. So this is really a pivot game. A win against San Francisco means that you really can lose to Buffalo with no real consequences. And if you're undefeated going into Buffalo, you're already playing with house money. Now, if you have a loss and then you go into Buffalo and lose, that makes the schedule a little bit different heading into the month of December for playoff seeding purposes. But a win against San Francisco basically sets up the next month of Chiefs football for them to be undefeated going into December when they host the Los Angeles Chargers. It's not the most important game because it's an NFC game. It's the most important game on their schedule because of the way the schedule lays out.
Now, you guys are going to take this next comment as negative, but I think some of you would agree. I don't think you can ever predict the next Chiefs loss. They will just lose one that they're not supposed to. Like, they will play okay against Tampa Bay, and they'll just lose. Or Denver will just randomly beat them, and we'll just not be able to explain how Denver beat them.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I get what he's saying, and the schedule, it does kind of look like if you can get past this game against San Francisco, you should beat the Raiders. That's a team that's in disarray. You have back-to-back home games. You got Monday Night Football against Tampa Bay, and then you've got a game at home against Denver before that matchup on the road against Buffalo that will certainly get everybody going. Right before Thanksgiving, two best teams in the AFC. You guys have played each other back-to-back times in the playoffs. That is the game of the regular season for Kansas City. Maybe you could argue Houston later in the year because it's a home home game. But I think we agree Buffalo is just a different beast given the quarterbacks in this matchup and given the history. I don't agree with that take from Speck. But Rob, I will say it is pretty interesting, at least his thought process regarding Chiefs and Niners this weekend.
So before I get to the Chiefs and Niners, let's talk about his first take. Because I don't think his second take is correct at all. And I don't want to waste too much time talking about how an NFC opponent in October is the most important game on the schedule. Because if the Chiefs lose, they don't really lose any ground in the AFC. If the Chiefs win, they don't really gain any ground in the AFC. Like, that doesn't affect the one seed race. Doesn't affect the AFC West race. I mean, if you do lose and you still have one loss team headed into Buffalo, you still have a game in hand on Buffalo. Like, I just do not see eye to eye on the most important game take at all. So there's no point in wasting too much time talking about that. I don't think he or you are right about why there's a lack of buzz in town about this Chiefs game. I understand your NFC opinion, and I understand his Royals opinion. I think they're both valid thoughts. But you want to know why I think there's no buzz in town for this game? Man, it is hard for Chiefs fans to care about the NFL until they see it again after a bye week. Everyone in town is an NFL fan. Everyone listening is an NFL fan. But they didn't watch the NFL the same way last weekend they usually do. They just didn't. They went, they got their, you know, their chores done. They did some honey-dos. They maybe went to the grocery store. They treated it like, hey, it's the wife's weekend. They treated last weekend different. They still watched football, but it was not nearly the same level. So it was a bye for the fans as much as the players. And it is hard to restart the cycle of energy until you see the game again. So that's why there's no buzz. Is you're not coming off of anything interesting, and the Niners game was a week ago now, so there's nothing interesting to talk about with them, or if there was, it's dead and gone. So you just kind of feel like in this lazy, you know, whatever energy. Sunday at 3:25, I think people will kick out of that, but for now, I think people still have bye week ho-hum energy in town. It's not the Royals.
Yeah, I
don't
think.
It's not the NFC.
Yeah, I don't think that that's it, and we've had this conversation a little bit, and we can have it again. I think the Chiefs fans have just turned into NBA fans. I think they've just turned into NBA fans. There are certain NBA games that just get you fired up. Opening night, Christmas, those games just get you excited. But for the most part, it's how did your team match up for the postseason? It's hard to get a Denver Nuggets fan or a Boston Celtics fan really excited. I would say the same thing happens with Kansas basketball. Rob, you're a KU fan. There's certain games in the regular season that you're going to get fired up for. You're going to get fired up about North Carolina. You get fired up about Missouri. There's going to be a handful of games. But even as good as San Francisco is, this isn't one of the five most important games on their schedule. It's just really hard, I think, to have that buzz and energy for the eighth most important game on your schedule. That's just not the way that people treat the regular season, especially when you know your team is making the playoffs, you know your team is making the division, and right now there are bigger fish to fry. Like I would say, let's say that the Chiefs lose on Sunday night, right? Let's say they lose. I'm not saying they will, just a prediction. Let's say they lose. Let's say that they make a trade Monday at 9 o'clock. What's the bigger story? Is the story that they traded for Deontay Johnson at 2 o'clock, or is the story that they lost to San Francisco? You and I would agree. The story is by far and away that they traded for Deontay Johnson. Yeah. They could trade for Darius Slayton. We lead with Darius Slayton.
DeMarcus Robinson would be the lead. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, so I think at least for Kansas City, the week-to-week grind of it, sure, the games are super exciting. I don't know if fans ride the highs and lows of the regular season the way that every other team in the NFL does. Is you know that your team is good. Every other team in the National Football League has an uncertainty about them. If you're Baltimore, can you beat Kansas City? If you're Buffalo, can you beat Kansas City? If you're a team in the NFC North, who's going to win our division? Most of the things that get you really fired up or anxious about the regular season, Chiefs fans have no anxiety about. Are you worried about the Chargers? Are you worried about the Broncos? The Royals were so fun because you were in the middle of a race. You were looking at the Tigers. You were looking at the Guardians. Those games mattered. You're looking at the standings. When was the last time, if you were a Chiefs fan, you looked at the standings? So just some of the things that make you feel alive, so to speak, as a NFL fan, you just don't have. You've become an NBA fan. That's what it is. Just make the postseason. We know you're going to have a high seed, and then we'll see who's healthy, and we'll see how you match up. You now cheer for the Milwaukee Bucks.
I think maybe to your NBA analogy, they don't wait to the postseason. It's when the calendar turns. Like, they play the Steelers on Christmas Day. The 4 days before Christmas Day, they played the Texans. And I think they have the Broncos in the year. I could get that wrong. But there's a stretch in there in December where it's a lot of short weeks against AFC contenders. Chiefs fans will care then. Chiefs fans will lock in. Remember last year, it was Christmas Day against the Raiders, and it was New Year's Eve against the Bengals. Chiefs fans locked in because now it's playoff push, playoff time. But I think you're right. The average Chiefs fan is treating October like a let's just see where we're at. But we know things don't matter until they start playing Christmas music. We know things don't matter until the neighbors put the Christmas lights up. Then we lock in. Then it's time to go. But I don't think Chiefs fans have an energy and a passion week to week the same way other fan bases do, which is why, and you were on in San Francisco, they probably said this is their Super Bowl. But for the Chiefs and their fans, that's not how they operate in October.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.